Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to New Light Living. See your life in a new light. I'm Arika Sullivan, and I want to invite you to go with me on a journey to invite new light into your life so that you can start living in the light. Today, I have a great topic for you. If you're someone that really could use some me time, some more me time, this is for you. We're going to talk about self-care. Self-care redefined, creating the life you want that includes the truth of who you are. So tell me if your day starts like this. You lie there in bed, and even before you open your eyes, you feel that rush of anxiety come over you. Is this really how you want to start your day? You're wondering. When you're reaching for that to-do list on the nightstand and looking at that to-do list, the first thing you do and realize the list is full. The list is full with responsibilities, to-dos that has to be done that day, that week. How do you feel when you're lying there in bed in the morning? You go up, you take a shower, rushing down or out to the kitchen, get your cup of coffee, and out the door you go. And then in the car, maybe you're going to work or wherever you are headed. It's that sensation of go, 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 rush, rush, rush. And does any of this sound like you? So are you ready to invite some new light into your life? This show is for you. If you feel it's time to stop that stressful go, go, go life, and you're ready to take action and return to your life balance step by step. Are you sick and tired of taking care of everyone else first? I know that many of you listening now are really listening to others first before you listen to yourself. So what does it mean when we think about self-care, and how do you take care of you? Did you know, by the way, that the hashtag self-care is used over 18 million times on Instagram, and that the terms taking care of one's own self and needs hit a five-year high on Google in 2016 and has grown ever since. So it's clear that the trends of self-care and the trends of distraction and overscheduling are really the times, the lifetimes that we're living in right now. People are seeking self-care, but it takes different forms in our world. What we're talking about here today is, what does it mean to you to care for you? How many times during your day do you care for others? And how many times during your day do you care for you? And then, what is the balance in your life right now between taking care of others and taking care for you? Where on the priority list are you in your busy life? And you're probably wondering, how do we get out of this stress, and go-go mentality that we may have been conditioned to believe is the right way to be productive today in our modern world. And as a result, what is it that makes us down prioritize our own self-care? I read an article the other day about a survey saying that 52% of working mothers report burnout because of the work responsibilities and home responsibilities. Now, and if you think about that self-care hashtag and the 18 million tags, how does that really combine? Well, here is my theory, is that we have an external expression of what self-care should look like. And that's what takes its expression around that 18 million tags out on Instagram, for example. But at the same time, the way we're feeling on the inside is completely different. So let's go back to that morning where you may lie in bed and feeling that rush of anxiety coming over you because of all of the responsibilities and to-dos that really starts the emotional roller coaster right there in bed in the morning. So here are also, I'm shining some light here on common beliefs around self-care. And you tell me if you resonate with any of these beliefs. One of the most common belief is, at least among women, is that self-care is really something rare. It really is something that is a luxury. So who hasn't gotten that gift card for a massage on their birthday, right? And that's really end of story sometimes for many women, many women out there, and men as well, in terms of other ways you may take care of yourself. But another common belief is that it's boring. Self-care is boring. And why is that? Why is it so boring? It's because it might be that we're led to believe that self-care does look a certain way, and it might not be you. And here comes the most common belief that I'm sure you can resonate with this, that self-care, taking care of you, is selfish. So where does that come from, really? I've been wondering that for a long time. Like, where does this connection between self-care and selfishness come from? And here's a theory that external expectations on how it should look like when you take care of yourself is forming some kind of conformity around this is self-care. So do you resonate with any of these self-care beliefs right now in your life? And if you do, how do they show up in your life? I personally used to subscribe to all of these beliefs, these common beliefs that self-care is boring, that it's a luxury, and it's very selfish. And I remember when my kids were really young, and I had this urge coming up every 6 months or so that I just wanted to have a day off. I wanted to have a day off to go shopping, take this time, put myself in the car, drive to the mall, and just stroll around and, you know, for a couple of hours. And that really, what did that do for me? It was a quick fix. It was like the top went off and all the steam came out and I finally could spend some time to myself. Have you ever felt that way? So this topic for today's show is not even about self-care in the usual way that we led to believe that self-care has to look like. What it really is about, it's about self-love. Why, you may ask? If we start to peel off the layers of self-care or lack thereof, it really is our beliefs about what we're worth and the type of actions that comes from those beliefs that we hold around self-care, those actions come out in the real world, or lack of action, I should say, as well. Because if we believe that self-care is a luxury, it's a lack of action, really. It really is directly linked to the amount of self-love we feel for ourselves. So let that sink in for a moment. The beliefs and the types of actions that you do for yourself, how do you take care of you, is really directly linked to the amount of self-love you feel for yourself. So let's shine some light on all of this. Let's redefine self-care to include the truth of who you are. And as a bonus, you'll boost up that self-love that we all need more of right now. So let's get to the truth of who you are. How do we get to the truth of who we are, by the way? For example, if you subscribe to this thought or believe that self-care is boring, I want to bring in a little challenge for you here. And it's not a challenge in the negative way. It's a beautiful challenge. I'm going to ask you, what do you love to do if no one else was around? So if you have a minute here, just go back and see if you had an opportunity, maybe way back in your life, somewhere outside of this world of distraction and stress and go, go, go that you may experience right now. When was a time when you had a few hours or maybe a day off, and what did you love to do if you had no obligations that day, no to-dos, no nothing, and no one else was around? Let me give you an example. Someone I was working with recently, she came to me and said, Ulrika, I don't know what I love to do anymore. And she is a woman that has a very successful business. She has poured herself and all that she is into this business for many, many years. And she came to me and said, I don't know what I love to do anymore. And you may be in a situation like this as well. And if you are, I would love to ask you this question. Recall the last time when you had no obligations or just a couple of hours off. What did you naturally do and no one else was around? And how did that make you feel? Recall that feeling. And when was the last time you did this for you? So this may take a little time to sit with, but the point here is to bring out feelings about what truly inspires you and connect that with your true talents that you already have inside you and what you really value. Connect you to what your true values are, because in our modern world, we come further and further away of what we truly as individuals really value and what's important to us. So what you're calling on here is really inspiration and creativity and those emotions that bubble up when we call on those inner energies of inspiration and creativity. And the reason for doing that is that, you know, self-care here, what we're talking about here is really a self-expression of self-love, not a temporary quick fix. It is the truth of who you are. And when you want to redefine self-care for you, what you're looking for is self-care that lasts. And that is present at all times, not a quick fix. And that leads us to the next part of this redefinition of self-care here on New Light Living Show. So let me ask you this. How many times this week have you done things that you don't want to do? Now, it's very easy to tune out with what I call dull comfort activities. And let's just picture this. Sometimes when I feel overwhelmed and I feel rushed and stressed, and you know that feeling, I turn to like scrolling my phone and I catch myself there. What is it really that I'm feeling when I'm scrolling that phone? Or let's say I take that random trip to the shopping mall. I mean, retail therapy can actually be really good, but it is really calling on my temporary need for a quick fix, a temporary high. And what we're doing here is really calling on permanent joyful feelings. And we're connecting back to that inspiration and creativity and what makes you feel good. You see that difference? So what's keeping you from creating what you want instead of leaning on comfort, what I call comfort activities that we sometimes show up as self-care? So let's shine some more light on this. What's keeping you from creating what you want? Do you recognize a pattern here? What is that pattern for you? What is it that you turn to? And you may call it self-care, but it's not really speaking to the truth of who you are. So let's move on here to really step into the depths of how you can create what you want instead and redefine self-care for you. Here is the trick. And I'm going to ask you now to dream. So when was the last time, by the way, when you were dreaming? I'm not meaning the sleeping dreaming that you do every night, but actually daydreaming. Daydreaming can be really a powerful tool if you allow yourself to do that. And I know how hard it can be to take that 5 minute step out of your snap out of your life and daydream. What do you wish would be different? So back to the person I was working with in my coaching practice, when she started to scratch that surface and started to connect the dots between her feelings and inspiration, she connected back with her desire and pleasure of painting and creating with her hands. And it was such a wonderful discovery for her that she hadn't connected with in many, many years. I could definitely see her bloom again. And when she allowed herself to call on those feelings and put them into her day in a different way, that is self-care redefined. And it's with her forever. So are you ready to expand and start taking action to redefine self-care for you to what you want and need? So let's bring us all back to these actionable steps. Get curious about what inspires you. And all of that curiosity that you invite into your life, into that new space, makes you feel good, makes you aware of what makes you feel good. And that is the truth of who you are. So what's your inspiration and feelings of joy? See if you can sit with that a bit and call on those feelings and what comes up for you. And secondly, if you feel and see and notice a pattern in your life where you turn to those dull comfort activities, notice what's about that situation. Notice if you really truly want to shift that pattern. And when you shift that pattern that is not serving you anymore, your self-expression becomes more authentic and transparent. And what do I mean by that? Well, your authentic self is in there already. It's inside you. It's that we're putting on 3 more layers of clothes so that our authentic self is covered up. And it's with those 3 layers of extra clothes that we turn to these comfort activities instead, because it's not as easy, we feel, to take off those layers and show who we truly are. We're to really not align with what the society is telling us how it should look like. I bet those 18 million self-care tags on Instagram, if you were to ask all the people behind those tags if they truly feel that they're taking care of themselves when they post that self-care picture and tag it to it, I would argue to say that most or some of them really are an image of what we're supposed to look like. It's the external picture of what we need to look like when we take care of ourselves. The truth is that what makes you feel taken care of, what makes you feel loved by yourself, is unique to you. So allow yourself to dream, not just what you want, but how you want to feel. Your authentic self is in there. Your true self, your creativity, and your inspiration. Let's take off, peel off of those layers that have been covering up what truly is you. And let's drop them to the floor and allow yourself to dream from there. So let's decide one action this week that is going to make you feel amazing. That's the first start. Take one little action this week to incorporate something that is going to make you feel amazing on the inside. It doesn't have to be something to pamper yourself on the outside. It can be something to pamper yourself on the inside. So how many of you live a life that is with multitasking, distraction, go, 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 and rush and stress? Self-care has never been more important. And now is the time to redefine self-care, learning how to take care of ourselves first from the inside out. So what does this mean to you? Every time you do something that's in alignment with who you truly are, you feel emotionally lighter. Your eyes start to sparkle more and more often. Relearning how to become your own biggest cheerleader again. So if you want some more food for thought around this and really challenge yourself to think differently about self-care, how you can expand your self-care from where you are today to invite new light into your life, to include the truth of who you are, go download my 7-step guide to feeling like you have every day off. You can find this download and free gift that I have for you on my website, newlightliving.com. There are other ways to take care of you than on the outside. It's time for other approaches to self-care. Let's go deeper. Let's call on what truly inspires us and what comes naturally. What are our talents? What are our specific universal gifts that have been given to us? If you can call on that, you get a boost of self-love, feeling lighter, emotionally lighter, instead of feeling that rush, 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 and stress, and that feeling of separation, of that you're the only person in this world that feels like you do. Do you want to shift that, to shift it into a feeling of fuel, of confidence and possibility every day? Get away from that quick fix of temporary high to something that is temporary and permanent. Permanent in your life. So what is that limiting belief that you want to replace today? Is it that self-care is a luxury, or that it's boring, or whatever you pick here? I want to give you inspiration today that self-care is not selfish. It is self-love. Such an important topic, isn't it? Self-care redefined. Create the life you want that includes the truth of who you are. And this conversation continues inside the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, after this show and beyond. Share in there what you are struggling with. What are your success stories? Join the New Light Living Podcast Community today. Start seeing your life in a new light today. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.